The board has okayed spending about $2.5 million in stewardship funds to set aside another 1,700 acres around the state. About one quarter of the acres are in the Baraboo Hills and are being purchased from the Aldo Leopold Foundation at a substantial discount from the appraised value. DNR Real Estate Director Dick Steffes calls it a spectacular property.
The property has older growth oak trees with kind of rolling topography, overlooks the Baraboo River to the northwest.
The Ice Age Trail Alliance and the National Park Service are helping fund the purchase. The Aldo Leopold Foundation says it agreed to the lower price so it can focus its efforts on education and advocacy rather than managing land. Another of the land buys approved by the DNR board is along the White River in Washera County. It's just 125 acres, but the DNR's Dick Steffes says it sets aside more property along one of the most popular trout streams in the Midwest. He also says the DNR has been negotiating with the seller's family since 1961.
This has been a long time in making, so we're glad to see it come in.
Steffes says he knows of other state land deals taking more than 30 years, but doesn't remember one stretching to nearly 50 years. The DNR board has also voted to accept several small donations of land, including 39 acres of prairie chicken breeding area in Wood County, as well as a conservation easement in Marquette County near land that was a childhood favorite of naturalist John Muir. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.